Don't Ignore Erectile Dysfunction, It's Treatable, by Ed Bryant. From the editor, in the spring 2007 edition of Voice of the Diabetic, Ed Bryant candidly discussed the issue of erectile dysfunction, a condition that disproportionately occurs among diabetic men. Here's what he says. If you are a diabetic man, we've got good news and bad news about your sex life. The bad news is that diabetic men are 3 times more likely to report having problems with sex than non-diabetic men. The most common sexual problem is erectile dysfunction, ED, or impotence. Because ED is such a private issue, many men are embarrassed to discuss the problem with their doctor or partner, so the problem is never addressed. The good news is that ED is one of the most treatable complications of diabetes. In fact, over 95% of cases can be successfully treated. With proven treatments available, diabetic men with ED have options. It isn't something with which you or your partner should have to live. What ED is and what ED is not. ED is the repeated inability to achieve or sustain an erection sufficient for sexual intercourse. Although sexual vigor generally declines with age, a physically and mentally healthy man should be able to produce erections and enjoy sexual intercourse regardless of age. ED is not an inevitable part of the aging process. ED does not mean an occasional failure to achieve an erection. The adage is true. It really does happen to everyone. All men experience occasional difficulties with erection, usually related to fatigue, illness, alcohol, drug use, or stress. It isn't fun, but it is totally normal. Diminished interest in sex. ED occurs when a man is interested in sex, but he still cannot achieve or maintain an erection. Many diabetic men also experience a decreased sex drive, often as a result of hormone imbalances or depression. Decreased sex drive is quite treatable, but it is treated differently from ED. Problems with ejaculation. Such problems often indicate a structural problem with the penis. The most common treatment is surgical. How diabetes causes ED. Human sexual response requires that several body systems work properly and together: nerves, blood vessels, hormones, and psyche. Unfortunately, diabetes, and even the treatment for diabetes, can affect many of these symptoms. Nerves. One of the most common complications of diabetes is neuropathy or nerve damage. Erection is a function of the parasympathetic nervous system, but orgasm and ejaculation are controlled by the sympathetic system. Neuropathy to either system can cause ED. Blood vessels. Diabetes damages blood vessels, especially the smallest blood vessels, such as those in the penis. Diabetes can also cause heart disease and other circulatory problems. Proper blood flow is absolutely crucial to achieving erection. Erection is a hydraulic phenomenon that occurs involuntarily, says Dr. Arturo Rala of Harvard University School of Medicine. Nobody can will an erection. Anything that limits or impairs blood flow can interfere with the ability to achieve an erection, no matter how strong one's sexual desire. Hormones. Diabetes often causes kidney disease, and kidney disease in turn can cause chemical changes in the type and amount of hormones one's body secretes, including the hormones involved in sexual response. Psyche. Psychological issues can cause a diminished sex drive, but they can also lead to ED, even when one's sex drive is fine. ED can follow major life changes, stressful events, and relationship difficulties. This condition can even follow the fear of ED itself. The physiological changes associated with fear can themselves cause ED. Medications. About 25% of ED cases are caused by drugs. Many medications, including common medicines prescribed for diabetes and its complications, can cause ED. The most common offenders are blood pressure drugs, antihistamines, antidepressants, tranquilizers, appetite suppressants, and cimetidine, an ulcer drug. Additionally, over-the-counter medications, including certain eye drops and nose drops, have been associated with ED. This does not mean that you should stop taking these medications. You should discuss them with your doctor to determine whether a different dosage, an alternate medicine, or additional treatments will resolve the issue. Treatments for ED. ED is easily and successfully treated. If your sex drive is unaffected but you experience problems achieving or sustaining erections for a period of 4 to 5 weeks, you may have ED. Talk to your doctor immediately. Don't delay. Erectile dysfunction doesn't just go away. Additionally, ED could be a sign of a serious, life-threatening complication, such as congestive heart failure or kidney disease. Ignoring your ED because it's embarrassing could jeopardize your health. Most men seek treatment from their family doctors, who may or may not be familiar with a range of treatment options. A specialist may be a better choice. Specialists include urologists and doctors practicing at ED treatment centers. A thorough physical examination and medical history, along with certain laboratory tests, can help your doctor determine what treatment may resolve your ED. The most common treatments for ED fall into four categories: medications, external mechanical devices, counseling, and surgery. Medications. Oral medications. The best-known ED medications are the big three: Viagra, sildenafil citrate, made by Pfizer Incorporated; Levitra, vardenafil hydrochloride, made by Bayer and GlaxoSmithKline; and Cialis, tadalafil, made by Eli Lilly. The three are chemically similar and all have proven effective. Because they are effective, convenient, and relatively inexpensive, about $9 per pill, these medicines have become the treatment of choice for most men experiencing ED. The main difference among the three is related to their length of effectiveness. Viagra is supposed to work for between 30 minutes and 4 hours. Levitra is said to work for 30 minutes to 2 hours. Cialis can last for as long as 36 hours. In addition, Viagra is slightly less effective if taken with food. Viagra can also cause temporary abnormalities of color vision. In some cases, however, these drugs may be unsuitable for patients with heart disease. If you are considering one of these drugs and you have heart disease, be sure to tell your doctor. In rare cases, the pills may create priapism, a prolonged and painful erection lasting 6 hours or more. Topical medicines. When the problem is insufficient blood flow, vasodilators, such as nitroglycerin ointment, can be applied to the penis to increase penile blood flow and improve erections. The main side effect of nitroglycerin ointment is that it may give the partner headaches. To prevent this, the man should use a condom. Penile injection medication. This is just what it sounds like. Injected at home directly into the penis, the medication, alprostadil, produces erection by relaxing certain muscles, increasing blood flow into the penis, and restricting outflow. Although some sources report an 80% success rate, the therapy has disadvantages, such as risks of infection, pain, and scarring, fibrosis, in the penis. It may also cause priapism. A popular version of this medication is Upjohn Corporation's Caverject. The Muse system, by Vivus, involves the same medicine, a pellet of alprostadil, applied with an eyedropper-like applicator directly into the urethra. External mechanical devices. This category of treatments includes external vacuum therapies, devices that go around the penis and produce erections by increasing the inward flow of blood while constricting the outward flow. Such devices imitate a natural erection. They do not interfere with orgasm. External vacuum therapy mechanisms are approximately 95% successful in causing and sustaining an erection. All are portable and costs range between $200 and $500. These devices are covered under most private insurance and Medicare Part B. The vacuum constriction device consists of a vacuum cylinder, various sizes of tension rings, and a vacuum pump. The vacuum pump can either be hand-operated or electric. The penis is placed in a cylinder to which a tension ring is attached. Air is evacuated from the cylinder by means of the pump, creating a vacuum, which produces the erection. The cylinder is removed, leaving the tension ring at the base of the penis to maintain the erection. Vacuum therapy devices have a few disadvantages. One must interrupt foreplay to use them. You must use the correct size tension ring and remove it after sustaining the erection for 30 minutes. Initial use may produce some soreness. Such devices may be unsuitable for men with certain bleeding disorders. In general, vacuum constriction devices are successful in management of long-term ED. Rejoin is an inexpensive, non-prescription alternative to the vacuum-actuated devices. Described by its manufacturer as a support sleeve, it does not cause an erection, but rather supports the flaccid penis as if it were erect. One wears it under a condom. Counseling. The great majority of ED cases in diabetic men have a physical cause, such as neuropathy or circulatory problems. In some cases, however, the cause of ED is psychological, including depression, guilt, or anxiety. With a thorough examination, the doctor should be able to determine whether the ED is psychological or physical in nature. If the cause is psychological, your doctor may refer you to a psychiatrist, psychologist, sex therapist, or marital counselor. Do not view such a diagnosis as an insult. Most psychologically based ED is easily and successfully treated. Surgery. Two kinds of surgery for ED tend to be used. One involves implantation of a penile prosthesis. The other attempts vascular reconstruction. Expert opinion about surgical implants has changed during recent years. Today, surgery is no longer widely recommended. Many less invasive and less expensive options are available, and surgery should be considered only as a last resort. The obvious risks are the same that accompany any surgery: infection, pain, bleeding, and scarring. If for some reason the prosthesis or parts become damaged or dislocated, surgical removal may be necessary. With a general success rate of about 90%, any of the devices will restore erections, but they will not affect sexual desire, ejaculation, or orgasm. Prosthesis. Three categories of penile prosthesis, featuring variations within each major group, are available: rods, inflatable prosthesis, and self-contained prosthesis. Semi-rigid or malleable rods are the simplest and least expensive of all. Their main disadvantage is that the penis remains constantly erect, which may cause problems with concealment. Inflatable prosthesis are complex mechanical devices that imitate the natural process of erection. Parts are inserted surgically into the penis and scrotum and activated by squeezing. When erection is no longer desired, a valve on the pump is pressed and the penis becomes flaccid. Self-contained, single-unit prosthesis are similar to the inflatable types but more compact. The entire device is implanted into the penis. When erection is desired, the unit is activated by either squeezing or bending, depending on which of the two types of self-contained prosthesis is used. Vascular reconstructive surgery corrects defects in penile blood vessels. The surgeon may reconstruct the arterial blood supply or remove veins when the cause is leakage. Fewer than 5% of men with ED may benefit from vascular surgery. Preventing ED. Like all other diabetic complications, ED can occur even when you have followed your doctor's advice and carefully managed your diabetes. Also, like other diabetes complications, ED is less likely to occur with good blood sugar control. Poorly controlled diabetes and high cholesterol increase the chances of vascular complications, which may lead to ED or other circulatory problems. In addition, regular smoking and alcohol use can contribute to ED. You are not alone. Others have faced these difficulties. ED is treatable. You do have options.